November 21st, PM, Govardhan.
Hari Bol.
वृंदारण्यनिवासिनं जटिलसद्दामाभिरनुमोदय राधास्कन्दयुगे
In the morning, we were Shishila Vatsala Prabhuji Maharaj, very purifying character we were hearing. We were hearing some on of his glorious characters. I also cast a glance on his divine character, and maybe somebody, some of you wants to speak.
If one eats the food grains of materialistic persons, then one's mind becomes contaminated, and with a contaminated mind, one cannot remember Sri Krishna. Therefore, Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj was an ideal follower of this verse. So, Sri Babaji Maharaj used to live under one upside down boat, and one time one man gave him a nice blanket. So, Sri Babaji Maharaj, instead of wearing that blanket around his body, he kept that blanket on the top of the boat, even in winter. And he was, someone asked him about that, he said, "This time showing how far away we should be poisoned." So then one time Babaji Maharaj was locking himself in the toilet. Then in the dilapidated room next door, there was one other Babaji called Madhu. So he was also in that bathroom imitating the chanting of Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj. Then, as Babaji Maharaj was chanting, and he would also chant, then one day Babaji Maharaj called out, "Oh, Madhu, I know of your hypocrisy. You're in that room, but what are you thinking of? You're only thinking of accumulating women and money." Then Babaji Maharaj said, "Just like a woman, she's pretending to give birth, but she has no child. Only she's imitating the sound of giving birth." In the same way, you're only imitating the sound of bhajan without having any bhajan at all. Therefore, you should give up your duplicity, surrender to the feet of the Vaishnavas, and under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, you should do bhajan, then you will achieve some auspiciousness. One time there was another devotee called Damodar Das. So he came to see Babaji Maharaj also. So sometimes Babaji Maharaj would also let him cook for him sometimes. Then Babaji Maharaj, you know, or Babaji Maharaj also gave him permission to collect the donations that were given on behalf of Sri Babaji Maharaj. Then one time the father-in-law of Damodar Das came from Orissa. Then Babaji, then Damodar Das, he took some of that money and gave it to his father-in-law. So Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj is omniscient. Sadhguru said, Gurudev is not really Chikalagya. He doesn't know anything. But Gaurakshita Babaji Maharaj could understand his soul money. Then Gaurakshita Babaji Maharaj, he refused to touch anything touched by that Damodanda. So even he was so disturbed, Sri Gaurakshita Babaji Maharaj went to the Ganga to commit suicide. He said, if this hypocrite does not take my association, I will go there and kill myself. So Sri Babaji Maharaj went to the Ganga and jumped in the Ganga to kill himself. That time all the local people who were on the shore of the Ganga, they took Babaji Maharaj and by force tried to bring him to the bank. But he was shouting, oh that man, oh better I should die, because that Damodar Das has stolen everything I have. Then the local people said, don't worry Babaji Maharaj, whatever he has stolen, we will return to you 4 times the amount. Because they thought that Babaji Maharaj was attached to money. And Babaji Maharaj said, I am not crying for my money. I'm crying because I'm in association with that hypocrite who, in the name of the service of Gauranga, has taken things for his own sensual enjoyment. So, Srimad Babaji Maharaj, today we were in the room reading his life history, really is like a walking thunderbolt against hypocrisy. One time there was one Goswami who would make his living traveling around Bengal. Then one time in the middle of the night, Babaji Maharaj woke up shouting, just see, look what that lecturer is doing. He's going to the house of a widow and having sexual relations there. Alas, Mahaprabhu has shown me his true character. So Babaji Maharaj is the manifestation of the Paramatma. He knew everything. His character was very, very extraordinary. So many wonderful teachings are there. One more thing, Pujapad Bhagavan said. One time, one Babaji came to Srila Gaurakshita Babaji Maharaj and said, oh, Babaji Maharaj, I have acquired a quarter of an acre of land in Namibia. Then Babaji Maharaj said, wow, how astonishing. All the wealth in the 14 worlds cannot buy one grain of dust of Namibia, and you've managed to accumulate a quarter of an acre. And that Babaji Maharaj became ashamed. That time if anyone would collect any money, then Gurudev would demand, everyone should give everything here. Because this is like poison. Therefore, ordinary person has no qualification to keep that. Even Gurudev would never let the Brahmacharis wear those like wristwatch, like here with my mother. He would never let the Brahmacharis wear wristwatch and nice clothes inside. This type of teaching of Sri Gaurakshita Babaji Maharaj we saw directly in the life of Sri Gaurakshita Babaji Maharaj.
Mahaprabhu.